The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So, a warm welcome to you. A warm welcome to all of you. Wherever you are in this moment, whatever time zone, warm welcome to you. To yourself, to welcome yourself in this space, in this body, for our practice together. So for our practice together, we're going to continue with metta for self. You can't have enough metta for self. And as you know, we've been systematically going through the different categories of metta. And we're going to hang out. We've been hanging out in self. For a few days, Diana and myself, because as I said, we just cannot have enough cultivating metta for ourselves. And one reason for that, many reasons, and one reason for that is when we fill our own cup with our own care, with our own affection, with our own warmth, our hearts can be full. More full to then give to others. Whereas if we don't fill our own cup of kindness and care for ourselves is, oh, other people are more important. And we don't take care of our own heart and our own self with affection, with care, with metta, then there can be this sense, ever so subtle, that we look to the outside with the eyes, with hungry eyes of love me, love me, love me. We want from the outside what we can give ourselves and we haven't given ourselves. We look for a partner in a relationship to love us and fill us up with love. Yes, that's nice. And yet to give it to us ourselves first so we're not dependent on that. There is a sense of, ah, I love myself. There's a sense of resting in our own kindness, in our own care, holding this person dear. And yes, the other person's care and love, I can be met with a full heart. We can meet their care and love with a full heart instead of with neediness. Oh, I need you to love me so that I feel cared for and complete and I feel like a good human being. But so starting with filling our own cup so that we don't need others to fill ours up. And in fact, our cup overfloweth. We can fill their cup because ours is filled. There's a sense of abundance. There's a sense of care. There's a sense of fullness. Of care that can extend to others. So please do not consider it to be a luxury or consider it to be selfish or self-centered to take time to cultivate metta, loving kindness for yourself. Please consider it the foundation. Please consider it a crucial service you're doing to the world by caring for yourself so that you can care more freely, with more generosity, with less neediness of heart. There's a sense of generosity. Your heart is full. Yes, it's cared for. It's loved. This being is loved, and it can love others. So with that as the preamble, oh yes, and there's one other thing I want to add. And that is from this beautiful verse from the Bible, love is patient. Love is kind. And love does not insist on its own way. And love does not have resentment. So tonight, or this morning, whatever your time zone, 7:30 a.m. in Sri Lanka, as Sharni mentioned, in this moment, as you practice metta, cultivating metta for yourself, planting seeds one by one, let there be a sense of patience, sense of kindness, not forcing, not willing it to be a particular way, just patiently holding presence for yourself. If you're grumpy, oh, hold presence for this grumpy being with kindness. If you're sad, hold kindness, presence, kind presence with patience. So as an expression of metta, as the container with which goodwill is held and can kind of expand. It's not a willful cultivation. It's a soaking kind of cultivation, patient, kind, doesn't insist on its own way, doesn't have resentment. Oh, I can't do this. I'm a failure at cultivating it. Oh, sweetie, it's okay. Patience, just planting seeds, just planting seeds. So the definition of it's working or it doesn't work completely shifts when you take anything that arises, even if it's resistance, with patience, with kindness. It turns the concept that we have usually for worldly things, it's not working, it turns it on its head when you hold whatever is happening with patience and with care. Just patience with just this, with just this. So, with that, I'd like to invite us all to get into our meditation posture. Shifting, moving, seeing what your body needs in this moment. Landing yourself. Maybe you need to move and sit on a cushion or lie down. That's okay. Arriving. Letting the body soften. As if you're inviting this body with kindness, with patience. Hello, darling. Hello, sweetheart. Dear body. Dear body, which is mine and also not mine. It's a gift of grace, an offering. This mystery of this body, inviting it to soften and relax, to land. For the forehead to be soft, for the eyes to rest in their socket. For the jaw to open up perhaps a bit and relax. For the neck and shoulders to drop their weight. the arms, for the hands to feel heavy. And to feel the sensations in the hands touching each other or your lap. For the chest to greet the breath. For the abdomen to greet the breath. For your sit bones, for your bottom, to greet the breath and relax, to let go of its weight onto the cushion from the inside. For the upper legs and the lower legs and the feet. To give their weight unto the earth. For the whole body. For the whole body to receive. Receive and relax. Receive the breath. It's not so much that you are breathing. No need to make it into a project effortfully. Consider that the breath has been breathing you all these years. So let it happen. Let it unfold. Just relax. Let it happen. Let yourself be breathed. And just receive gratefully, gratefully, patiently, gladly being aware that the in-breath is happening, the out-breath is happening. And if thoughts arise, as they will, let yourself become aware of them with kindness, with patience. And then relax your body. Usually when thoughts arise, a kind of tightness, tension can arise in the body. So at the next out-breath, relaxing the body and releasing the thought in this moment with kindness, as if releasing a little bird, letting it fly, letting it take wings. contentedly, aware of the breath. Letting the breath be breathed, let the body be relaxed with every out-breath, even more so. Enjoying each breath as a gift, and the moment of refuge, of presence, precious in this present moment. Love is patient. Love is kind. Can there be patience and kindness receiving this breath, in breath and out breath, right here? Patience, kindness. Turning your gaze inward. Into the body, where the breath is received. Now I would like to invite you to bring to mind an image of a being. This could be someone in your life, someone who's living or no longer here, or could be an archetype, someone who represents patience, kindness, love unconditionally for you. It could be the Buddha, or if other iconography works for you from your cultural heritage, Jesus, Mother Mary, or maybe just the being of light, or Kuan Yin, again, either a living being or deceased, or maybe someone whom you don't know, but like the Dalai Lama or Gandhi presents for you, represents patience, caring, love unconditionally. So conjuring up, bringing up to mind this sense of care, unconditional love. For this example, as I speak, I'll use the being of light. But of course, please use whomever and whatever really works best for you. Bringing up, conjuring up a sense of this patient, gentle, kind, unconditionally loving being. Sitting in your presence, sitting with you, and just breathing with you, beaming their love and patience. And being in their presence, their patient, loving presence. Maybe your whole nervous system relaxes. No rush, no expectations. Your heart may relax, soften onto itself. Feeling held with infinite patience. Infinite kindness, gentleness. There is no agenda. Feeling your body, breathing each breath, the presence of this patient, caring, infinitely loving being. Letting the kindness and patience of this loving being to awaken your own patience your own gentleness and kindness for yourself. And in the presence of this loving presence, holding yourself with kindness. And if it feels appropriate, holding your heart center, middle of your chest, putting your palm in the middle of your chest, holding yourself with care. And sharing the phrases of metta. Held in patience, held in kindness. May I be safe. May I feel safe from inner and outer harm. Feeling yourself holding yourself and the being of light, loving being holding you. And the wish of safety, taking your time with this first wish. May I be safe. May I be safe. Let's soak in. May I be safe. Feeling held in safety by the loving image, loving being. May I be safe from inner and outer harm. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be happy and joyful. Receiving your own goodwill for yourself and feeling energetically held the goodwill of this loving being. Them wishing you happiness. May I be happy. May I be happy. I wish myself happiness. Lingering with the wish for happiness. Feeling it in your bones. Really. Ah, may this heart be joyful. May this heart, my heart, be joyous. May it be so. The third metta wish, may I be healthy and strong. May I be healthy and strong. And feeling yourself held, the wish, the energetic goodwill, wish for your health by the loving being, patiently, patiently. This body of mine be healthy and strong. And may my life flow with ease. May I have ease in my life. And again, feeling yourself held by just your own wish, let it land, but also by the goodwill of this loving being, patiently, patiently holding you in goodwill and kindness. May I take care of myself happily. May there be ease in my life. Now, in your own time, relating to whatever elements are most prominent for you, the patience, the love, the care from the loving being that relaxes you, your nervous system, this wordless receiving, or maybe connecting with the phrases of metta. And if your native tongue is other than English, I highly encourage you to explore saying the phrases of metta for yourself in your mother tongue. For me, saying them in Farsi was transformational. in the last minutes of this practice period, being patient and kind with whatever arose or did not arise, trusting we've been planting seeds and they flower when the conditions are right, not when we will them to flower. To be patient, to be kind with this planting of seeds, not judging. The outcome in this short term, that it worked or didn't work. Patience and kindness with the process. May our cultivation of patience and kindness for ourselves and the world serve goodness in all its forms in this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we have some time for reflections in this international Sangha, and we've had more folks joining us in the meanwhile from Bangkok and from Iran. Salam, my homeland. Sweet. So I'd love to invite you. You can type in chat, questions, comments, reflections, or raise your hand, especially if you haven't been sharing much lately, and you can do the share hand, the raise hand function. If you have an older version of Zoom, apparently it's still in participants. If you have a newer version, I've been told it's under reactions. If you click on reactions, you'll see the raise hand button there. So I'd love to hear from you. Did anyone try, by the way, the phrases of metta in your native tongue? If you did, it'd be lovely to hear from you. And if not, it's okay. Or whatever came up for you with this idea of patience, kindness. There's so much more I can say, and also from my own experience, but I'm going to pause and welcome a reflection or two. What's up for you? Thank you, Claire. Thank you, says thank you for quoting Paul's letter to the Corinthians, one of the most beautiful passages in the New Testament. Thank you, Claire. Yeah, I agree. It's beautiful. It's so inspiring. It's just so inspiring. Yeah. Yeah, so inspiring, those words. So, dear ones, reflections, what came up for you? Please, we have time. Especially if you don't share usually. Love to hear from you. Your reflections are important. Your experience is important. Let the Sangha benefit from what you discovered. And challenges too. Everything is welcome. Everything is welcome. Forrest says, I realized I have to start giving metta to myself as I am now, rather than as I could be. Beautiful, Forrest. Thank you. Brilliant, brilliant. discovery. Yes, just as you are now. Just as you are now. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Essie. May I be brave. Yes. Yes. Erica says, I tried the phrases in my first language, Portuguese, and had a very strong energetic reaction. It was really remarkable, and I wouldn't have thought to try that without your suggestion, Nikki. So thank you. Oh, great, Erica. I'm delighted you tried that and you connected with how profound can actually be. Yeah. When the first time I tried this years ago, I was sitting in meditation retreat. It might have been a metta retreat. And I was exploring so many different ways. And I started to say it in Farsi. Say a few words of Farsi. Amno Aman Basham. Shad. Dilam Shad or Labam Khandan Bashe. The third phrase. Salim Salamat Basham. Aramish Varahati Dashte Basham. I just shared the four phrases in Farsi. So when I said them, I so connected. It felt like I was being held by my grandmother, by my mother, in ways like I didn't lexically have access to, but something became awakened. It was profound. It was so profound. So I do encourage you to explore the different languages. Oh, thank you, Susan. Thank you all for the mudita hit, for the vicarious joy hit. That's very sweet. It's very sweet. So, dear ones, let us turn. Gita says, for me, both grandmothers were with me as well, trying version of the phrases in German. Oh, lovely. Great. Yeah, there's some. Isn't that interesting, Gita? The mother tongue, somehow grandmas show up. Yes. Well, again, maybe not for everyone. Again, not for everyone the same experience, but for some people this might happen. So it's interesting. So before you hop off as we turn to practicing in community, so the theme that I really want to bring in is a theme of patience. Patience. Love is patient. Love is kind. And the invitation really, if there is this sense of, oh, I want to hop off, I don't want to deal with other people, or can you be patient with that trepidation and just stay with it? If you have to go, that's okay. If you have things to do. But can you be patient? Can you be kind with that? Just come just as you are, as beautifully as Forrest said, not metta for yourself as you could be, but as you are here right now, show up as you are. You are perfect as you are. We are all perfect as we are, and we could use a little improvement, but showing up as perfectly as we are. So with that, I would like to invite you to share as much or as little as you wish, in silence, in words, with patience, with each other. And I'm going to set up the rooms. Here we go. Let's see. Let me do this. Okay. So they're going to be open, and be patient with your heart. Be patient with others as an expression of love. Here we go. Okay, the rooms will close in about 5 seconds, so we'll wait till everyone is back. Great. Okay, everybody is back. Welcome back, everyone. Great to see you. So we have a couple of minutes and would love to hear reflections how that was, either the meditation or being in groups, especially if you were hesitant at first to be in a group and now there is a sense of, or maybe there's something else coming up. So anyway, please, would love to hear from you. You can type in chat or raise your hand, the raise hand function, especially if you're new to Happy Hour. Would love to hear from you. You're part of the Sangha now. Whoever shows up, the Sangha belongs to. And I was delighted to hear someone typed actually the phrases of metta in Farsi, as you guys can see in Zoom. So that's Farsi. Thank you, Mohammed. Thank you for sharing that. Sweet. So I don't see any hands raised or anything in chat, but it's okay. It's about patience. Okay. So, Jer, I'm going to ask you Susan, let's see, tell you what, I'm going to ask Susan first, because Jerry usually share more, so I'm going to, okay, here we go. Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to share that I had a really beautiful experience. I have tried this in other meditations to imagine sometimes something. And it was easy with a person, but it was always harder for me to imagine something symbolic, something bigger. And when you said light, that really resonated with me. And then this image of this like universal motherly figure filled with light and love came to me. And I really resonated with that. And that was just such a beautiful experience for me. And beautiful. I thought,
Thank you for sharing that. I love that image, this universal motherly. Yay. I love that.
Yeah, of light and love. And so I thought, I'm going to try this again. And that just felt so, so connecting for me.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Susan. Yeah. That's lovely. And maybe also of benefit to others. And Jerry, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. Let's have a minute. Go, please. Would love
quick,
to.
Quick. So I was in Metta and the quick question came up, which I tried to answer. Someone asked about, well, I'm trying to have loving kindness with everyone, but with the political disarray and stress in the country, in the United States in particular, concerns about, well, I said, well, you can have loving kindness for everyone, but that doesn't mean that justice and fairness shouldn't also be part of the picture.
Yes, exactly.
I'll let you, the expert, because I know how
to answer that. That's exactly right. It's having kindness for a person, for seeing someone's humanity, that they're human, that they're just like you. They want to be happy and not suffer. So being their humanity is different, is separate from the condoning their actions. So seeing their humanity, but not condoning actions at all. So you can have kindness for someone, have metta, goodwill for someone. And also fiercely, you can have fierce compassion that what they've done is not appropriate. It cannot, it's harmful to themselves and harmful to others. So metta doesn't mean that you just become a wet noodle. Oh, it's all okay. It's all fine. So those two are very different. And this is part of a conversation we'll have in a few days when we get to the challenging category. Right now we're with self. Next we'll move to the neutral being, and then the category after that is the challenging being. So believe me, hang in there, come back. We'll have this discussion at length and we'll really explore that. So thank you all for your practice, for practicing for your own sake and the sake of all beings everywhere. May you be safe, happy, and may all beings be safe, happy, and free. Thank you all. And now, as we have in our tradition, I'm going to ask you to